Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Siyata Dishmaya. We are continuing our Shi'ur, Parashas Veschanan. We already saw in the flows Mitoras Hashem Yisbarach. We saw that there are two reasons why we are obligated to keep mitzvahs, as expressed in the Psukim. One is Mitzad Tzivui Hashem, the first four Psukim in the Perek. And weiter, because that's mischayev min ha-Torah. It's Torah we have to keep. Limud ha-Torah, we learn Torah. Learning Torah is mechayev asiya. And that we saw as dafkin Eretz Yisrael. And the siyata d'shmaya, we read this beautifully into the psukim. And now we go weiter. So we are now on Psukim Zayin and Ches in Perek Daled. Says the Torah HaKadosha, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo alokim krovim elav, kashem alokeinu v'chol koreinu elav. Who is a great nation that God is so close to them, like Am Yisrael, that God is so close to us. Whenever we call to Him, Vayter Pasuk Ches, Umigar Gadol Shelo Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim Chol HaTorah Zeh Asher Nasen Lefnecha Mayon. Who is a great nation that has these righteous laws, like the whole Torah that I'm placing before you today. So here you have the Maskana Se'inyan that was explained in this parsha, that as we said, Sukkim Aleph to Dalet are talking about the Chi of Kiyum HaMitzvahs, Mitzad HaMitzaveh, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to keep the mitzvahs, so we have to keep the mitzvahs. We, Hashem is the commander, and we are the commanded. And on this, we have Pasuk Zayin, the Maila Vagadla Shel Keshel Zeshel Shel Mitzaveh Mitzuveh. We have a wonderful connection between the commander and the commanded, between Hashem and the Jewish people. Only we were commanded because of our closeness to Hashem. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim Elohim krovim elav. Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. Who's so close to their Creator like we are? Who's so close to Hashem like we are? Nobody. That's why we have these mitzvahs, because of our closeness to Hashem, and Mela were commanded to do these mitzvahs. And Mela, since we're so close to Hashem, and we're commanded to do these mitzvahs, whenever we call out to us, we tell out to Him, so He'll be close to us, because we have this special relationship. In other words, since we have a special relationship, He commands us in these mitzvahs, and Mela, whenever we call out to Him, He'll be there for us. Awesome. So that's Pasuk Zayin. And Pasuk Ches is parallel to what we learned in Psukim Hei to Zayin. In the Mechayiv of the Jewish people, in the Mechayim Mitzvahs. Al Zene Amar Ba'oto Pasuk Et Ma'adlat V'Gadlut Yisrael Klapei Kiyum HaMitzvot HaMitchayev Mechamat HaChuchma Sheyesh B'Maidei Zeh Shenitdabku Batorah Shehi Chuchma. So we have Hayin Zayin, which is talking about the Mechayiv of the Jewish people to be Mechayim Mitzvahs, which is in Eretz Yisrael. When you learn Torah, the outgrowth of learning Torah, we saw in Psukim Hei to Zayin. The outgrowth of learning Torah is that it's almanas lasos. It has to be in order to do. We're connecting to the Chachma. We're one with the Chachma, which brings us to the Asiya. And that's what it says here in the Pasuk, Umikoy Gadol, who is this great nation? Who has these righteous laws, like this whole Torah that I'm giving to you today. That this union of godless is because The Jewish people are wise people. We're connected to Chachma. And therefore, we deserve these chukim mishpatim that are tzaddikim, that are so righteous, that are shaykh to this Chachma. And Mimele, because of our godless, we have to keep this Torah. Mi Goy Gadol, who is this great nation? Who has these wonderful laws? You know why we have these wonderful laws? Because we're such a great nation. Because we connect to Chachma. Since we connect to Chachma, Mimele, we deserve these, we're a special nation who's fitting to connect to Chachma. We deserve these special laws that we're going to keep. And again, here the Mechayev is that we learn Torah. Since we learn them, we keep them. So first it talks about the special kesher between the mitzvah and the mitzuvah, pasuk zayin, and then pasuk ches, that we have this great chachma because we're worthy of connecting to the chachma. We're worthy of connecting to these laws. That's what this parish is about. So now we'd like to explain, and we asked in the first shiur, the shaychus of the tzivui lelamit toira bechinam. Right, from this psukim we learn, from this pasuk re'e, we learn that God teaches free. We should also teach free. So, for free. So, what does that have to do with the pshat in the parsha? This teaching for free. So, the taz and yeredeya and shin lamit vav beis, we learn from the taz that this din of ma ni b'chinam, hu din kloli b'chol ha-mitzvahs shemachuyiv behem. It's a general din in all the mitzvahs, b'chinam. It says that Raife Aser Litol Schar. He's not allowed to take payment for his wisdom. Because there's a mitzvah Vashevosalo, he has a mitzvah. The Mechi tasted that he's being paid. And we say about a mitzvah, if I do it for free, you should do it for free. So you see, it's not only talking about Torah, it's talking about other mitzvahs as well, in Beloshen HaTor, Shin Lamed Vav. However, in the Machane Ephraim, in Schiras Poyalim, Simon Ches, he writes that by other mitzvahs, the Isser B'Schar is only Kishemuteles Olav HaMitzvah. When you are obligated in this mitzvah, you have no choice. You have to do this mitzvah, so you're not allowed to take money. If you're chayv, how are you going to take money? He's doing it for himself. He has got an obligation on himself. He has to be yotzeh. Generally, if you do a mitzvah, if you choose to do the mitzvah, so then you're allowed to take payment. Only if it's a chiyuv on you, it's incumbent on you, then you're not allowed to take payment. But when it comes to teaching, so then you're not allowed to take because it's a special din. It's a special din of mani b'chinam. You have to do it for free, just like Hashem does it for free. There's a lot of arichus about this, maybe a different time. You can look in the Stechemet, incredible sefer. The Stechemet was one of the few Sfarim written with a computer before computers existed. Meaning, if you look at the Stechemet, it looks like it was written with a computer because of the incredible vast amount of knowledge there is there, but no. Just one person all by himself writing an encyclopedia like that. Akopanim, the Stechemet talks about this in Marechas Shin and Kalachov Gimel. So it turns out there's a machlokes of the din of mani b'chinam machmas mitzvahs talmud Torah shel lelamid hu, and who are the b'chol mitzvahs? Is it because of the mitzvah of talmud Torah of teaching? It has to be done for free, and the same applies to all other mitzvahs. Because if it's a din in the mitzvah of talmud Torah, so it's a din in all mitzvahs, because it's midin mitzvahs talmud Torah, so it's midin all the mitzvahs. Or, no. It's not machmas ha-mitzvah shalalamed, ela me'ikir inyan talmud Torah hu shiyeh b'chinam. It's part and parcel of the Ikaranian of Talmud Torah. It's something unique to Talmud Torah, and it has nothing to do with other mitzvahs. And apparently, that's the Pshat of the Machlokas Rishonim that we opened up with in our first offering, the first segment of this share. It's Machlokas Rishonim. If we learn from Kasher Tzivani, Lelamed Bechinam, to teach it for free. Or that it's learned for free. We saw the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam said it's talking to the Talmud. What is the Lashon of the Rambam? Talmud Torah 1:7, Mitzvah Aval Talmud Tutosh Vapeh Asr Lalamda Vischar. שנאמר, ראה למדתי אסכם חוקים משפטים, כאשר ציווני השם, מה אני בכינם למדתי? אף אתם למדתם בכינם ממני. וכן כשתלמדו לדורס, למדו בכינם. So לדורס it also has to be בכינם. So that's the מחלוקת ראשון, is that on the Malamed or on the Lamed? So according to the Ran and the Rosh, it says a din in the Pasuk Kasher Tzivani, meaning Shekol Tzivui HaMechayev La'asot Asur B'Netilat Sechal V'hu Adin Ken B'chol Mitzvahs. Any Tzivui that's Mechayev you to do something, you're now to take payment, and that applies to all mitzvahs like the Taz. And that the Rambam is coming La'afuke, the Rambam is coming to preclude from that opinion, that it's not because of the mitzvah of the Melamed. It's me etzem mitzius ha-toiro she-miskabel es-al yidei ha-talmud she-tiyeh b'chinam. The etzem mitzius ha-toiro requires that it should be b'chinam. And memela, the Baal Korach, you have to say that the Melamed can't take payment. So the lamaisa of the din is the Melamed shouldn't take schar. But the tzuras ha-yalfusa is klapei the Torah itself. The Torah itself is a bechinam de gezach. It has to be done for free. It's a din miyuchad in Talmud Torah. That's pshat in the Rambam. And the Mela, it's applying to the Talmud. So the lemaises on the Malami don't take schar. But the tzuras hayalfusa, that the nature of the limud, is going on the Talmud, that it should be done, because that's Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah has to be for free. Therefore, it's tali beloimid v'lab lobe malami. And the mail of this machlekes rishonim, if we require a pasuk not to take payment for something that you are obligated in or not, that according to the Rosh and the Ran, you require payment. You require, excuse me, a pasuk. Because here you have a pasuk telling you kasher tzivani, that I was commanded and therefore I'm now to take schar. So Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded and he's now allowed to take schar. So you see that you need a special pasuk to tell you not to take payment for something you're obligated in. So according to the Rosh and the Ran, you need a pasuk for this. Whereas according to the Rambam, that's not what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is talking specifically about Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Not whether or not you should take schar for Darvish and Mechuyavo, but it's talking about the Talmud Torah Befrat. Etzim, it's like we said, etzim, it's siyas ha-toira that's received by the Talmud, has to be b'chinam. So sai according to the Rosh and the Ran, and sai according to the Rambam, this inyan is shaykh to what we're learning here in the parsha. Because what did we learn here in the parsha? According to the Rosh and Ran, as we saw, according to everybody, we learn in the parsha here, where we're explaining the parsha, that you have to do mitzvahs because God commanded. So when God commanded, do it for free. Don't take money. When you're commanded, don't take money. We also learn the second part of the parsha is talking about Talmud Torah. It's an outgrowth of Talmud Torah. You have to keep the mitzvahs. First part is because God commanded you have to keep the mitzvahs. And the second part is because the Talmud Torah is mechayev you. So that stems beautifully with the Rambam. Because the Rambam says the Pasuk is talking specifically about Talmud Torah. And therefore it says, all right, in the Drash we have that the Talmud Torah do for free. Talmud Torah do for free. And according to the Rosh and the Ran, it's talking about what your mitzvah. What your mitzvah do for free. And the parasha also says you have to keep mitzvahs because you're a mitzvah. So say according to the Rambam and say according to the Rosh and the Ran, the Drash fits in with the Pshat. The Pshat in the parasha is talking about the two reasons we keep mitzvahs. Either because God commanded, and therefore what God commanded you have to do for free. That's the limit of the Drash, that Talmud Torah has to be for free. Because what your chayiv mitzvahs that you're chayiv and have to be done for free. And according to the Rambam, no. It's talking about Talmud Torah b'frat, this drasha, and that stems with the parasha that tells you that you have to keep mitzvahs because your limud haTorah is mechayiv you to keep mitzvahs. So it fits with the Rambam as well. Unbelievable. So based on what we explained, we'd like to understand the shittos of the Rosh and the Ran. That Talmud Torah, what in all mitzvahs you have to do for free. Because in this parasha it says that asiyas hamitzvahs is not just an all-out savoroi, like Lashon Rashi in Rosh Hashanah 28a, divar mitzvah, divar matzah lav lehanas nitno. Ela hu tzorech atzmi v'mi shemahuto b'chokhma shemalach hayav yalpi chokhma. דיינו חיים של שמירת חוקים ומשפטים, ומעלה שעשיית המצוות ממש צורך שלו, אבל היה עושה לצורך עצמו, הוא לא שייך ליטול על זה שכר. וזהו מה שפתח הקרא, ראי לימדתי אתכם חוקים ומשפטים, כאשר ציווני השם אלוקיי. והיינו ראי ותבונן שצריך לקיים את כל אשר ציווני, באופן של כאשר ציווני, דיינו בחינם. והוא משום שהוא צורך עצמי של הנפש הישראלית הדבוקה בתורה, מלא יש כאן עשייה מיוחדת של בקרב הארץ, שאלתם שמשם עד הרשתה. כן, אתבר לאל. משום כך נאמר הדבר כאן. So we're explaining according to the Rosh and the Ran that mitzvahs is not just a yoke on your neck, but rather it's a personal need. If your essence is chachma, if the mahalach of your life is alpi chachma, a life of keeping the chukim and the mishpatim, and mainly your fulfillment of the mitzvahs, is your personal need. Since it's your personal need, so how are you going to take payment for that? And that's how the Pasuk opens up. The Pasuk opens up, look, I have commanded you to keep the chukim and mishpatim, as Hashem commanded me. In other words, look, you have to be mekayim what I was commanded, as I was commanded. How was I commanded? Bechina. I do it for free. Why? Because that's my personal need. I'm connected to Torah. Therefore, I'm doing it b'kerav aretz that you're coming to inherit afgan eretz Yisrael. because that's the place to keep these mitzvahs. But you see that it's my own need. So if it's my own need, then how am I taking money? So Hashem commanded me to do it for free. Hashem commanded me, and that was for free. Just like Hashem taught me for free, I'm teaching you for free. And the reason is because this is my own personal need. Because I live al pi chachma. Like we saw the second part of the parasha that it talks about. It talks about how when you learn Torah, so the outgrowth of that is that you're going to keep it. Because you're davik b'chachma. So God told me to keep mitzvahs for free. And I'm teaching you about the mitzvahs for free. And of course it's going to be for free because that's our essence. It's my own personal need to live al pi Torah. So of course when I do mitzvahs, it's going to be for free. Because I'm fulfilling my own need. Kasher tzivani. I was commanded. God was bechinam, and I'm teaching you bechinam. I'm teaching you bechinam because this is my need. Because I live al pi chachma. Since I live al pi chachma, memela, the mitzvahs have to be kept. For free, how can I demand reward if I'm doing something that's my own personal need? And that fits in here with this parsha. That's what this parasha is talking about. It's talking about we keep the mitzvahs because Hashem commanded. And because that's what comes out of our chachma. So the shmiras hamitzvahs is tzorech shelo. So how are you going to possibly take a reward for that? That's pshat in the Rosh and the Ran, why you're not allowed to take reward for mitzvahs, you're not allowed to get payment for mitzvahs. Because that's your need. You live al pi chachma, mavad, you're going to do it for free if you're fulfilling your own need. V'das ha-Rambam nira levayir, shadina miyuchad b'talmud Torah shalmani b'chinam, she'ikaro mitzad ha-lamed, she'zchuto lekabel Torah b'chinam. The special din of Talmud Torah, just like I teach it for free. That we said it is a din on the learner, that he has a schus to be makabel Torah b'chinam. This is based on the Divrei Rambam and Mefursamim, Rotseach 7:1. Love this Rambam. Talmid shegola l'orei miklot maglin raboi imoi, shenemar v'chai, asei lo kedei sheyichye. B'chaye ba'alei chochma u'mevakshaha b'loi Talmud k'miseim chashuvim. And if a Talmud goes to near Miklat, the Rebbe has to go with him. It says v'chay. Do something for him that he should live. Give him life. And the life of ba'alei chochma and those who seek it out. Without learning Torah is death. It's like death. And you have that mamash, you see, with great people. That's the way they felt. A guy in Agadol, Reb Shlomo Fischer Zatzal, used to always learn Ba'am Mida. It was just an incredible thing. Hours and hours and hours he wouldn't sit down. He would learn Ba'am Mida because he said that's how he learns better. And he had terrible, terrible problems with his foot. His leg with his foot. And the doctor said, you have to sit. He's a chiloni doctor. The doctor is very far away from Torah. And Rav Shlomo said to him, that if you tell me to learn sitting, then my life isn't worth living. So he said, all right, I'll try to find a way that you can keep standing. I'll try to find a solution for him. Because his life without learning wasn't a life. What does he need to live for? So learning Torah is not just a bakasha to do this maisa or that maisa. It's a bakasha for life. Otherwise it's like he's dead. And the Rambam writes his klapei chachma. Every prat of chachma is part of his life. And the chisaron of this is like death. And that's what's mechayev l'malami to teach bechina. Because chayim hu mevakish, v'chayim yesh chiyuv mikol ben Yisrael, l'chayos v'chayos hisachiv. So you have to give this person life. You can't demand money for that. Just like other mitzvahs that are obligatory upon you, like we saw before, you have to do for free. We saw the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim said, Misvara, when a mitzvah is obligatory upon you, you have to do it for free. Because it's your obligation. So it makes a whole lot of sense that Talmud, according to the Rambam, the Talmud Torah is included in this category. Because you have to give this other Jew life. How can you ask money for that? And that's this parasha. This parasha says that we're Davik B'Chachma. We live based on our Chachma. And without that, we're dead. So Memela was said in this parasha. And this parasha was said to learning Torah is for free. Why? Because it's our life. And Memela, how can one demand money for that? How can one demand money to save someone's life? See, a Jew doesn't have life. Of course you have to teach him for free. And like we saw before, Yitzuras Hayalfus is on the limud, because the mitzius of the Torah is for free. It's not because of the mitzvah of the Malamed, but it's because of the etzem mitzius HaTorah. It has to be miskabel idea Talmud Bechina. So the Rambam holds it's Dafka Din in Talmud Torah. But that would be in the category of anything that's... So why can't the Malami take money for that? Because he's giving the person life. The male of the Malami can't take money because he's giving the person life. He can't take money for giving life. Because we're Davik B'Chachma. This is our life. That's why I was taught in this parasha. And again, we saw the sheet of the Rosh and the Ran is that all mitzvahs all mitzvahs have to be done b'chinam. Why? Because we live based on our chachma. So it's a tzarech atzmi. Asiyas and mitzvahs are a tzarech atzmi. That our life should be al pi chachma. And male, it's not shayach to take money for something that's my own need. So anytime I do a mitzvah and somebody else benefits, I can't demand money for it. Because this is my own need. I have to live based on my chachma. So we saw Neflos Rabbos Mitaris Hashem in this shir, in these three segments, Baruch Hashem. We covered so much ground, we saw so much, it was incredible. So many chidushim, agavi chidushim, agavi chidushim. But the Yesod HaDvarim is that there are two reasons why we keep mitzvahs. One is because God commanded, and one is because it comes out of the Torah. Limud HaTorah is mechayiv that we keep the mitzvahs. We're davik in our chachma. We saw the first four psukim are that Hashem commanded. That's why we keep mitzvahs. The second, and then hey and vav, are because that's what comes out of our learning. And then we saw on the pasuk, Vasakei ra'e lemadti yeschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai la'asis kein bekerav oretz asher atem ba'im sham l'rishta. So from this we darshan not to take money for learning. We saw, does it apply to all mitzvahs? And the answer is, according to the Rosh and the Ran, yes. It's a din in mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, mitzvah. So how did the Pshat and the Rosh shtim? Because it's your own personal need. If you're connected to Chachma, and Memela, it's going to be Bechina. You're fulfilling your own need. Just like when you do mitzvahs, it's a fulfillment of your need. Teaching Torah is a fulfillment of your need. And mitzvahs are also coming out of that Torah. It's Shemiras HaMitzvahs. That's also your need. So how are you going to take money for that? And that's the Ran and the Rosh. And the Rambam learns that it's a special din in Talmud Torah. Because that's the Tzuras HaYafusa. Torah, the Etzim Torah is Bechina. Why? Because it's life. Can't take money for giving life. According to the Ran and the Rosh, it's Kasher Tzivani, like I was commanded. God commanded me for free, I'm commanding you for free. Who I didn't call a mitzvah. Because it's my own personal need. Like we explained. And we also saw that Dafka and when God commanded us, so then we keep the mitzvahs everywhere. And then there's the mitzvahs that we keep Dafka because if there it's Israel, as a psukim dalet and hey, that's Dafka and Eretz Israel. Why? Because the land, there it's a din Dafka in the land because of the special quality of the land. And when you learn Torah, the outgrowth of that learning is to keep the mitzvahs. That's when the Chachmas HaTorah is Mechayev Asiyah, but in Chutz La'aretz the Chachmas HaTorah is not Mechayev Asiyah, because you're only doing it as a practice. So that's the Re'eh Lashon Yachid, which is to everybody, to the collective. Talmud Torah de Rabbim. And that's the Torah, and the Mela comes out of that, the Chi of Mitzvahs, on every individual, and that's the Lashon Rabbim. We saw Pesukim Zayin Miches, which parallel that. Zayin talking about Kiyum HaMitzvahs, like in Pesukim Aleph to Dalet, Mitzad the Tzivui of Hashem, Mikio Goy Gal Shalokim Korvim Elok Hashem Lokinu B'chok Reinu Elof, and then Vayter because of the Chachma, because that's what comes out of the Chachma, so it obligates us to do. Mikio Goy Gal Shalokim Mishpatim Tzadikim. We have these Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim, in other words, Am Yisrael is so special. We were given these great laws. That's because we know how to connect our wisdom, the laws that we learn, to the fulfillment of them. So that's the obligation of mitzvahs, mitzvah, the Torah that we learn. It's only in Eretz Yisrael, because that's what's special about the land. There's something special about the land that's mechayev mitzvahs. Chutz La'aretz, we just do it as a practice. I hope everything was understood. If not, anyone can always contact me and ask for clarification. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, b'li neder. We shall continue in this parasha. Hashem should just give us the koach, the moach, and the simchas chayim, financial means. Hopefully we'll be able to continue. Shalom, shalom.